Good morning. With every step you take in your life, which way do you move? Toward Jesus? Away from Jesus? Or are you discombobulated, which means confused and disconnected? That was my vocabulary word this week. The first reading today is from Leviticus, thought to have been written about 600 years before Christ. It's one of the five books of the Old Testament, the first five books, that we call the Pentateuch. The Jews call it the Torah, and it applies also to the Muslims. Using Jewish tradition, remember, Jesus was a Jew. There were 613 different laws or commandments in these first five books of the Bible. The book of Leviticus has 247 of those 613 laws, so it makes up a large percentage. These laws had explicit detail in how the Jewish people were to conduct the rites of the Jewish liturgy. And they had rules on how to make sacrifices, how to install priests, how to do ritual purity, and so on. The priest had the most important roles of all. They had to administer judgments or remedies when there was a question about compliance with the law. We heard in our reading today about the laws surrounding leprosy. The requirement was that anyone who had a skin sore or a scab, they had to have it examined by one of the priests. If that sore met the prescription of what was written, then that person was exiled from the community, pushed away. No one was to get close to them, let alone actually touch them. The people feared, and rightly so, that leprosy was contagious. Can you imagine how harsh being exiled from the community would be today? Yet, as we know, for most who experienced COVID-19, there were similarities in families where they were split apart and they were not able to see one another, especially in times of suffering or maybe even a loved one passing away. Although many of the old laws today are not relevant, knowing the laws, knowing them, the old laws, and how Jesus confronted them in his own teaching is very important for us. But recall in Matthew 5:17, where Jesus said in his most famous Sermon on the Mount, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." And as we know, fulfilling the old law also meant giving us some brand new laws. Today, we know that leprosy is a chronic infectious disease caused by a bacterium. The disease affects the skin and nerve endings so that often people who have leprosy, they're not able to feel things. So they can run hot, really hot water over their hands and they won't feel the heat. And it can be deforming to their bodies as well. According to my research, and this surprised me, there are still about 200,000 cases of leprosy recorded each year in the world. Fortunately, there is a cure today. If it's caught early enough, they can cure leprosy. Still, left untreated, it gives persons disabilities. In the Old Testament, it was believed that if someone was identified by a priest as having leprosy, it was the sign that they or someone in their family had sinned against God. And this was the repayment for what they did. In the times of Moses, people ran away from those with leprosy and lepers were not to come close to anyone who was healthy. Some even threw stones at the lepers to keep them farther away. Turning now to our gospel, like he does so many times when confronting Jewish tradition, Jesus flips the tradition on its head. Instead of trying to stay isolated and away from someone with leprosy, an assumed sinner now, he allows a leper to step toward him, and then Jesus reaches out and touches them. He steps toward the perceived sinner while the Jews are still going the other way. The leper did not avoid Jesus, but stepped toward him, knelt down and started to beg. "If you wish, you can make me clean." What faith that leper must have had in Jesus as a healer and not as a stone thrower. Where did the leper get such faith? Maybe he heard stories about Jesus as a special healer, and he was just so hopeful that he could be cured by him. In any case, Jesus now moves toward the leper, stretches out his hand, and he touches him. He's immediately healed. Wow! Following up after the healing, Jesus refers to the Old Testament when he invokes what Moses would have ordered if someone who was infected had now appeared healed. He went and sent the healed man to the priest for evaluation. Assuming the priest in this case found the man clean, the leper, he would then let that leper go back into Jewish society. And thinking about each of our own situations today, if we consider lepers as those who have sinned, then each one of us is a leper. We're all sinners. But like the leper in our story today, to be healed, to be forgiven, where our souls are made clean again, we must step forward toward Jesus. Any other direction, it will not work. Only Jesus is the healer. Our priest, Father Mike, Father Paul, acting in persona Christi, or in other words, in the person of Christ, they can heal us through the sacraments of penance and anointing of the sick, both those sacraments associated with the forgiveness of sins. In receiving forgiveness of our sins by Jesus, we will always be stepping towards him and not away. As we begin Lent this week, consider ourselves as lepers or those who have sinned against Christ. Realizing this, then let us repent of our sins using the sacrament of confession, where we will receive sanctifying grace from God that will help us grow in righteousness and holiness. And let us continue to pray and fast as we memorialize and follow our Lord's passion, death, and ultimate resurrection on Easter morning. And with every step that we take, every step that you take in your life, which way do you move? Toward Jesus or away from Jesus? And if you're confused, if you're discombobulated, pray for guidance from the Holy Spirit, or find someone you can trust and ask them to help you. Which way should you go so you can follow Jesus?